My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Okay, so you've done a bunch of energy upgrades on your house. You've built a nice tight cover for your attic access, and you've spray foamed the interior of your rim joists. You've caulked the gaps around your windows and just tucked your interior storm window panels in place. You are feeling justifiably good. You start a fire in your wood stove and head to the kitchen to make a pot of chowder. You're sautéing the onions and flip on your kitchen exhaust fan. Boom. Doom and gloom. Your house fills with smoke. You grab your cat and your phone as you head out the door with that horribly sick, flashing blue lights in your rearview window kind of feeling. The house looks okay from outside. No smoke, no flames. What happened is that you've tightened up your house without allowing for any makeup air to enter. Once you turned on your exhaust fan, it pulled air from the easiest available source, your wood stove's chimney, causing the chimney to backdraft. When we upgrade our insulation, we need to build in sources that we can control for fresh makeup air to enter the house. Makeup air is outdoor air brought into the building in a designated fashion. Every time you operate a bathroom or kitchen exhaust fan, air is being sucked out of your house. The same is true whenever furnaces, boilers, gas water heaters, fireplaces, and gas dryers are run. Perhaps the simplest way to ensure makeup air is through the use of a makeup air vent. They look a lot like a dryer vent and are fairly simple to install. An example is the Panasonic FV-GKF32S1. They install through your exterior wall in a 3-inch hole, have a washable filter, and cost about $70. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.